What's cooking, good looking?
Not organic food, that's for sure.
Because we're lazy Americans looking for the easy way out.
Today we're talking about organic food and its contribution to our society. I'm Safwan Muntasir.
And I'm Aram Subhan. We are teen volunteers from LAPS Canoga Park branch working with ConnectiPod today at the library.
So, what exactly is organic food?
Well, according to the USDA National Organic Program, organic food is produced by farmers who emphasize the use of renewable resources and the conservation of soil and water to enhance environmental quality and for future generations.
Basically, organic food is food that have not been tampered with by humans.
Okay, so how big of an impact does organic food really have?
See, according to a 2012 study by Stanford University, the health and nutrition differences between organic food and non-organic food are actually very minute.
I don't really agree with that per se, because our food, like if we talk about GMO foods, which is genetically modified food, we have like foods such as like our little salmons. Instead, we can farm them by genetically modifying them and make them like three times bigger. And that can make a big difference compared to, you know, just a normal size salmon. Give us a lot more food.
Yeah, that does give us a lot of food, but like we're tampering with creatures that are usually wild creatures, right? What if these salmon or like what if these animals that we're genetically modifying were to get out in nature? That would affect their reproduction and just the course of nature overall.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. Our environment is very, very important to us, but like there's a lot of world hunger going on. We have our populations going like to the billions. We're already exceeding our normal population from like literally only just thousands of years ago. And so I think that these GMO foods would really actually help us. We can obviously grow the bigger salmons and everything. And also it can help our economies. Like that one time in Hawaii with the papaya incident, there was a very big papaya virus decades ago. And Hawaii really dependent on papayas, on their economy. They sold that a lot. So when that virus went out, the economy was struggling. They couldn't sell those anymore. With the GM foods, they're actually becoming very invulnerable to the virus. Papaya was actually being able to grow. The farmers stopped having to worry about it. Hawaii's economy came back to the way it was. And now look at us, almost everything we have is GM foods. It's so much cheaper, there's much more, can help food deserts. That's a big topic.
So you said that our population has been increasing, right? And that so and also our technology has also been increasing. And we've also seen that our environment is actually getting worse. So the more we genetically modify these foods or the more pesticides and chemicals we use for these foods, it's like we've already seen its effect on nature. So don't you think that in order to preserve nature and preserve the like just the way nature is, we should try to convert to a more organic lifestyle? Because yeah, we want our economy to benefit. We want us to benefit, right? We want healthy food. We want less world starvation. But is that really worth it if we're helping our economy by destroying our nature?
I think that with all the technology we've been discovering and creating, we can actually, with more food, we have more people. With more people, we have more people who can work, who can get an education, who can learn about our environment, who can help our environment, we have water plants out here that are able to filter out our water and help preserve more water for us, so then we don't have to just suck it out of the lakes all the time. Although we are doing that a lot, we can fix it later.
So this plan you said, more humans, more education, right? And then they would get better jobs, they would understand the environment, and that would eventually be better for our nature, right? But this plan heavily relies on the fact that humans will get a better education, right? So we can't technically be sure, because like a lot of people are uneducated and homeless. So can we like really be sure that a majority of the humans will be capable of understanding our environment and they'll be capable of helping our nature? Our economy would be benefiting based on the ruins of our nature, so is that really worth it?
Well, again, my name is Aram Subhan, and I agree with what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I do think that our environment needs a lot of help. In fact, without all the technological advancements and all these, you know, easier way of making food, we would probably had a lower population. We wouldn't even have to worry about these. But I think now it's too late, and that we just need to improve upon ourselves instead of trying to go back to the way we were, because clearly it's too late now.
My name is Safwan Muntazir, and I understand your views on non-organic foods, and I see what you're saying about how it will help our population, but I'm still convinced that non-organic foods aren't really the way to help our economy. I think that there are better ways that we can help our economy and our population without harming our environment. You heard our opinions on organic food. What is your opinion on organic food, and should our world rely more on organic food or non-organic food?
How should we solve this?
We want to thank Marcia, the librarian at the Canoga Park branch, and also the California Library Association for sponsoring our project. Thank you for listening.